This is John Crumshaw, Chair of the Pacifica National Board Personnel Committee. This is a regularly scheduled open meeting. Madam Secretary, Teresa Allen, please take the roll.
All right. Teresa Allen is present. Next, Janice Coleman.
Present.
All right. And John Crumshaw.
Present.
Thank you, John. Janice Lane Ewart.
Here.
Thank you. Lizette King is excused. And Tracy Rosenberg.
Here.
All right, Mr. Chair, we have a quorum.
Thank you. And I would just say, in case there is a formality, without objection, Lizette King is excused. So be it. Okay. On the open agenda, there are two items that were business items that we did not get to. I would hope to be able to cover this fairly briefly. That is first the handbook. And I'm going to ask Tracy to talk to us about that. And then,
Mr. Chair?
Yes?
Ordinarily, we start with approval of agenda and approval of minutes.
Well, I was just in the process of doing the approval of the agenda.
Okay.
So I have the items that would be on there. Handbook with Tracy. And this would be unfinished business from previous meetings. And the chief counsel, Tracy, would get us started on that discussion in terms of looking for a chief counsel.
Mm-hmm.
Then following that, we would go to executive session to deal with personnel matters.
Well, I believe that on September 9th, I took minutes of an open session and I sent out a copy of those minutes.
Teresa, I haven't completed this portion of the meeting, and if you wait, I will call on you at the appropriate time. What I would like to do at this point is simply to ask without objection. If there is no objection, we will approve the agenda.
Does the agenda approve, Mr. Chair, does the agenda include approving the minutes?
No, I don't think so, does it?
Approving?
Yeah,
I think it's
the
separate.
Minutes of
I think
September
it's
9th.
We have approval of the agenda, then we have approval of the minutes. Those are separate items.
Approving the minutes should be part of the agenda.
I'm going to do this in two steps, approval of the agenda, and then we will do approval of the minutes. We can add the last... I always have thought that those should be separate items. The approval of the agenda, as long as people agree with this, and then the approval of the minutes. I think that's a standard operating procedure, that we can do whatever appears to be correct. What's the will of the body?
I am beyond desire.
Well, today is the 18th and of November 2013, and I think that after we approve the agenda, it should be on the agenda that we approve the minutes of September 9th, 2013. If there's no objection, Mr. Chair.
So we'll just add that as item C, approval of the minutes, so that it is in the agenda. That's what you're saying.
Yes,
without objection, we'll proceed that way. We have three items on the call. Okay, and let's put the approval of the minutes. You said after, so we'll move that up to the beginning. And we will go to the approval of the minutes. And you said you sent them out?
I sent them out on September 9th of 2013. I will send them out again if you like.
That might be helpful.
All right. Okay. I'll do that.
While we're waiting for that, and we can come back to that immediately as soon as we all have it, I would like to move on to the first item after the approval of the minutes. Tracy Rosenberg, I would like to ask you to go into the details concerning the previous agenda item that we have dealt with a number of times, having to do with the personnel handbook. If you would, please let us know what has been taking place.
Okay, you would like to do that right now, John?
I would, because Teresa is sending us the minutes,
mm-hmm.
and we will have a chance to talk about this one item and perhaps complete it before we have the minutes in front of us.
Great. Okay, so let me just say a little bit about where we've been in the process, which most of you will know because we've dealt with it before. I just kind of want to restate it so we all remember the same things. The existing Pacifica staff handbook, which is a paid staff handbook only, was written in 1996 prior to the democratization of Pacifica. It is still in effect 17 years later, and it is not an exaggeration to say that it is out of date in a million different ways. So back in 2010...
May I ask, Tracy, this preceded the listener, the new government structure?
Yes.
Okay.
1996, the
okay.
new government structure
okay.
was like a 1999 to 2001 process, so it precedes it. So in 2010, in response to many years of people acknowledging that the old book was out of date and referred to all kinds of structures and arrangements that no longer existed, there was a serious attempt made to start rewriting and updating it. Beginning in 2010, some drafts were done by various attorneys who were working for the foundation at various points, and we basically in late 2011 had a one-half written or so draft. At that point, the Fiscal Recovery and Accountability Task Force, kind of had the project dropped in their lap and proceeded with finishing the document, putting in various items that had been left out, taking out some items that didn't seem quite appropriate, and trying to come up with a finished draft. That work was completed at the end of 2012. It came to the Pacifica National Board in the spring of 2013, and the decision that the board made was that they wanted to have it circulated to the paid and unpaid staff at all of the stations for input. So that process happened, overseen by this committee. A small amount of feedback came in, not an enormous amount, but there were 7 or 8 comments received by staff members at various stations. That input was considered. It was all brought to this committee, and a number of changes were made. In addition, members of the personnel committee read over the document and also suggested a couple of changes, and all of that was collated. Changes were made, and we now have what we would call a final draft. What I would like to propose at this point, because we are into 3 years on this project, and I think completion would be good, and there's all kinds of reasons and all kinds of advice over the years that we've received that having a 17-year-old handbook, in effect, is not good policy and creates all kinds of loopholes and legal issues, and it's been cited in a number of employment lawsuits as being problematic.
Mm.
So there's good reasons to get it updated. So what I would like to do is take this final draft, which, you know, has been all around the network and disseminated at every station for feedback. I would like at this point for the committee to bring it back to the PNB. It does need to go through HR review, but as we've seen recently with a number of motions, the PNB can pass things provisional to HR review, and that seems to work pretty well. And if it's
a question about
if we can get it moving, then I think that's the only remaining step that there would be. So I'll stop there and pose questions. Yeah.
I just want to ask you whether we could ask for HR review so that before we brought it to the PNB, we could tell them that HR had reviewed it.
Well, I will say this. I have, for the past couple of months, made that request several times, and I have run into some delay. I'm not quite sure what the nature of the delay has been, but it's been a little problematic. So I'm interested in our bringing it to the PNB and passing it, hopefully, and then having the HR review go forward on that basis. It seems that HR is reluctant to review a document that the board hasn't signed off on.
I see, because there could be changes afterwards and they'd have to do it the second time.
That makes sense. Yeah, that's the feedback that I've been getting. So what I'm trying
to... How does the committee feel about that?
Sounds okay.
Sounds fine with me.
All right. And Teresa, are you still with us?
I'm still with you. I do have
How does
one
that
concern.
Sound to you?
I do have one concern. The section involving social media.
Yes.
I did get the impression that, and we had suggested some things about it, and there was resistance, I think, on the part of some board members. And I'm just really afraid that our policies on social media are not really abreast of the times. So I'm worried about that. I mean, I'm worried about, like, okay, so the board passes that, and then HR looks at it. I mean, I'd rather have something. I'm not comfortable with it. I mean, because the statements were, oh, well, we don't want to try to control our employees at all.
I can speak to that a bit, Teresa, if you want, because
okay.
We've gone through a couple of iterations, so let me do that.
And also the nature of social media has become so much more commercialized, even, you know, as every year, really.
Right. So, things are constantly changing, and it's one of those areas in personnel and employment law that's really confusing and is sort of being invented as it goes along. And the experts will tell you that. You know, you sort of ask, well, what's standard practice? And the answer is kind of all over the place, because nobody really knows yet. The original document that we got from the attorneys who worked on it was considerably stronger than what we finally ended up with. But we felt that in an organization that, you know, has a history of facilitating free speech, and also an organization that has a history of problems, that we needed to sort of balance things a bit. So it went through several iterations. We got some feedback from staff that there was some language in there regarding the best interests of Pacifica that was entirely unclear. And looking at it, I kind of agreed that it was unclear. So that language was taken out. And we have some very specific language that basically addresses issues of confidential information, proprietary business practices, and things that address defamation of character of your coworkers or entities, you know, involved with the organization. Yeah. And those were sort of much more specific and, you know, much more legally sound criteria. So we basically took the vague stuff out. And I think that having done that, we addressed the concerns that we heard and kind of made a change. And then what we have now should be pretty uncontroversial. Should be is the operative word. But does that answer what you're saying, Teresa, a bit?
Yes, but I just want to have one question. So are you saying that if a person does something because we don't have the more strict language, just saying, if it's in a handbook like this, where we've made it, we've taken out certain things that legal advised. If we have problems then do we have to go to the national board to actually be more, I mean, to take corrective action? What do you think we should do if we have problems in the future going forward?
Right. Well, anything that we pass, like we recently did with the KPFK matter, so anything that we pass would be subject to HR review, so it is possible that there would be some modifications suggested by HR, although I think most of what's in there is pretty sound, so I don't think they would be extensive. In terms of us modifying it later, in theory, at least in a, I don't want to say in a normal organization, but in a healthier organization, you would go through a process of updating every couple of years. You wouldn't wait 17 years.
Yeah.
So in theory, there should be some opportunity to make changes, add things and subtract things within some reasonable period of time. A lot of organizations do it every 2 years. That may be crazy, but certainly every 4 or 5 years, I would think.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, at a certain point, you have to pass something, and nothing is going to be bulletproof. It's a 37-page document for the paid employees and about a 20-page document for the unpaid, and this would be the first sort of volunteer or unpaid programmer handbook we've ever had. So I'm not going to say that I think it's perfect or nothing will ever be changed. But I think it's a pretty good, safe attempt, and it should work a lot better than what we have now. And that's okay. About all I can do with that question.
All right. Well, thank you, Tracy.
Well, let's dig into
it. Hopefully we can kind of check ourselves and suggest that we perhaps should review it. Maybe in 2 years, at the very latest, just review it.
Absolutely, that would be that would be a really good thing to do. Totally.
All right.
So, without objection, we will move that it be brought up for approval at the next or request for an agenda item at the next PNB meeting.
Yes, I will pull the final draft. Yeah,
Thank you. Make them
available again.
So, is it who made the motion?
Let's say that Tracy make the motion, and we can have someone on the committee second it.
I actually think the chair made the motion, technically.
That's
what happened on the screen.
I did. However, I'm a bit concerned because I'm chairing, and I'm not sure if that would be order. So as long as people are generally in agreement, if we have a member of the committee making the motion, I just asked if there were objections. And if there's none, can we have a member of the committee make the motion and a member of the committee second it if necessary? Is that necessary, or do we just have a member of the committee make a motion?
Well, Tracy, would you like to make the motion officially?
I'm fine with making it, but since I've played a role in writing it and revising it, I think
okay, I'll make
it's fine
the
if someone else does it.
Excellent.
I'll
Janice,
make this
Janice.
I'll make the motion. Someone can second it.
I will second it. Okay.
Oh,
Eureka.
Janice.
Thanks, guys.
did you want to second it, Teresa?
Yes, I will second it.
So we have Janice and Teresa seconding.
Awesome.
That's fine.
Okay.
And,
thank you, guys.
And the chair chaired, and the person who prepared the report stayed out of it. So there we go. All right. All right. Now, the next item, Teresa, before we go on to that, have you been able to send the minutes to us?
No, I'm sorry, Mr. Chair. Maybe we should just postpone these minutes until because I'm too busy taking minutes, and I'm
all right. That's fine. It's hard to do both, I understand. So,
that's my
without
fault. I'm sorry I even brought it up.
That's fine. No problem whatsoever. Let's just make sure the committee is on board with it. So we're going to postpone the reading of the minutes until our next meeting. Is that all right with everybody?
Yes.
Fine.
Hearing no objection, we'll go on to the next item, and that is Tracy, I would ask you to start the conversation, and then we can weigh in on the process involved in getting a new counsel, because a chief counsel, because we were asked by the PNB to go through that process. And I would like to ask you, please, to tell us what steps we need to take and how we would move.
Right, and we blew it off because we were in the middle of the executive director search, and that was the higher priority. But it's over now. So, Teresa's, I think, the only member of the committee who was around when we did the last one, so she may want to weigh in too. But my recollection was that we write an RFP, a request for proposals. It doesn't need to be a very long document, but it would basically describe the organization. It would say that we're a corporate counsel, and it would talk a little bit about what we expect that corporate counsel to do for us, which would be basically to oversee our legal matters, hire appropriate specialist lawyers to handle litigation when there is litigation, track legal costs, and answer questions or be available for consultation to both the board of directors and the executive director.
Okay.
And I think we could certainly say that a specialty in employment law is certainly helpful, since the vast majority of our litigation seems to revolve around stuff like that. And I think that would be about it, and then we would need to circulate it. And I think in most cases, we would be circulating it to attorneys and law firms that some of us know and think might be helpful. And then we can certainly ask some of the board members to do the same or whatever. And once we have a couple of responses, we would probably, as a committee, narrow it to a pool if that was needed. And then we let the board choose between two or three or four or five or some number.
Do we ask for a budget? Do we have a budget to do this? Do we advertise in places appropriate to the legal profession? How do we begin this search, deploy this request?
Once we have the RFP, we certainly can plop it up on the website and, you know, tell individuals that we know to check it out. What we've done in the past is we haven't talked about an amount. We've simply asked them to you know, tell us what their services would cost, with a statement that we are a nonprofit and we are looking for nonprofit rates,
right,
and see what they offer. And sometimes the rate that they're able to charge, you know, factors into which one we choose, as I think it very much did with Andy Gold, for better or for worse. Yeah, but lawyers don't really, what's the word? In other words, we sort of let them tell us what they'll do,
right?
Rather than vice versa. I don't think that we have a budget for doing this. John can correct me if there's anything left in our in our search budget, but I doubt there's much left there.
We do have left in our search budget, so we.
How much?
What I would prefer to do, if possible, would be to go over this a bit in closed session, but I would say that I think we probably have close to $1,500 left.
Oh my God. Well, then we can place ads. For example, there's a magazine called California Lawyer that might make a lot of sense.
But
I'm sure there's others.
What I would want to do is to, when we talk about advertising, I would recommend that perhaps we would want to either wait for closed session and be able to discuss in case there are particular issues we need to bring up, or if you think that we can bring it up right now without getting into any sensitive matters, we could certainly do that. Is there anything that we would need to do in closed session, or can we just
talk about
an open session? I don't know. I'm just asking Tracy.
Okay, what I would say, and I want to hear what Janet thinks too, is that the first step is that we need to write an RFP, because we don't have anything to place in an ad until we do that. So my thought, just process-wise, was that we would assign one or two members of the committee to work on an RFP for the next personnel committee. And that to some degree, we could talk about the advertising after we did that, but that was kind of the first step. And I'll shut up.
That would be workable for me, and whatever member of the committee volunteers to do work, I will be glad to work alongside them so that you're not alone. So could we ask, I would like to ask Janet if she would
be
willing to work with
me. Well,
her.
I think I'm going to have such a lapful this in the coming weeks that I really sort of refrain from doing it. I will help you, but I don't want to be an initiator of this because I simply don't even know enough about the job.
Well, how about if the two of us agree we will work together as a team to produce the RFP, and we can consult with Tracy and others that as is appropriate, just so that we have someone to bounce ideas off.
Okay, that's all right.
All right. So
just warning you, though, this is a particularly, you know, jumpy week here.
I understand, and I appreciate fully. And believe me, you and I share a full plate.
Mm.
But if we can at least bounce ideas off of one another, I think that would be excellent. All right. Is that all right with everybody? That Janet
will
sort of work as a team, and we'll coordinate and maybe consult with each of the members of the committee as appropriate if we need additional information. But we have someone to bounce ideas off of. And we'll do what Tracy suggests, which would be to do the RFP first, and then at the next personnel committee meeting, I will have more specific information about the budget, and then we can look at what we have as a personnel committee in terms of advertising, and then go from there.
I'm sorry to bother you, Mr. Chair, but is this a specific motion, or is just this just an understanding? Because it's kind of long, and I'd like to actually put it in the minutes. So tell me what you want in the minutes.
Just an understanding that Janet Coleman and I will work together as a team to create an RFP and come back to the board with that information. It's not really a motion, just a consensus of the committee that we will proceed in this way.
Okay, so Janet Coleman and John Crumshaw will create an RFP and report back to the committee for approval. Is that right?
Yes, and I would say that we would work together as a team. I would prefer to incorporate what Janet's concern was about.
Okay.
The responsibility, so we're just going to share those.
All right, so you're thinking report back to the committee at the next month
meeting?
The next
personnel committee meeting, yes.
Uh-huh. Okay, good, fine, thank you.
All right, thank you for clarifying that. I believe that concludes what we were saying. Is there anything else that we needed to cover in our open session? That was it, right? I mean, we've covered that. So we're done with those items. I would then move to adjourn so that we will be able
Teresa,
to go to our closed session.
Adjourn.
Thank you, Teresa. I appreciate that.
I second the motion.
Thank you so much. We will move then to executive. Yes, Tracy, talk to me. Tracy?
I don't want to ruin all this energy towards adjourning, but weren't we going to approve that set of minutes before we adjourned?
No, because we didn't get them.
We didn't get them, and Teresa said she wasn't able to get to it, and she asked that we postpone it, and I wrote down that we would consider it at the next meeting.
It's
done.
My fault, Tracy. I'm too busy taking minutes, and I just can't get back into various places in my computer to pull them up again.
But Tracy,
doesn't
I
matter.
Appreciate your follow-up on that issue. It's fine. And we will get to this at our next meeting.
Objection with one.
Yes. So then without any further objection, I think we would be ready then to adjourn. Thank you, Brian, so much for streaming. Thank you, all the listeners, for listening to this open session of the PNB Personnel Committee. This is John Crumshaw, Chair. Over and out.